Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week, which means it's a brand new opportunity for you to do something amazing, and it all begins today. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Monday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have brand new music from our artist of the week, Emily Sunday. And in today's entertainment spotlight, hear part of my conversation with actor and author Tommy Davidson discussing his career and also new show, Union. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines and national news. Burning Man flooding strands tens of thousands at Nevada site. Authorities are investigating one death. Tens of thousands of people gathered for the Burning Man Festival remained stranded in the Nevada desert on Sunday after storms had swept through the area as authorities investigated a possible death and worked to open exit paths by the end of the Labor Day weekend. Organizers closed vehicular access to the Counterculture Festival and attendees thrashed through mud, many barefoot or wearing plastic bags on their feet. The revelers were urged to shelter in place and conserve food, water, and other supplies. Most remained hunkered down, hoping roads open as early as today, though a few managed to walk several miles to the newest town or catch a ride there. The celebrity DJ posted a video to Instagram on Saturday evening showing him and comedian Chris Rock riding in the back of a fan's pickup truck. He said they had walked 6 miles through the mud before hitching a ride. "I legit walked the side of the road for hours with my thumb out," wrote the DJ, whose real name is Thomas Wesley Pence. The counterculture gathering in the Black Rock Desert, about 110 miles north of Reno, typically attracts nearly 80,000 artists, musicians, and activists who spend tens of millions of dollars in Nevada. Combining wilderness camping with avant-garde performances at a Mardi Gras-style celebration, the event typically goes for a week and emphasizes self-sufficiency, meaning most people bring in their own food, water, and other supplies. Disruptions are nothing new to the festival. Organizers had to temporarily halt entrances to the festival in 2018 due to dust storms, and the event was twice canceled altogether due to the pandemic. In more national news, Jimmy Buffett died after a 4-year fight with a rare form of skin cancer, his website says. Jimmy Buffett, whose sun-drenched song celebrated life by the shore, died of a rare aggressive skin cancer, according to a statement on his website. Buffett, 76, had Merkel cell cancer, according to the statement, which was posted after initial news of his death emerged on Saturday. The statement also disclosed where the singer died, at his home in Sag Harbor, New York, near the Hamptons. He had been fighting the cancer for 4 years while continuing to perform, the last time making a surprise appearance in Rhode Island in early July, the statement said. Merkel cell cancer, as it is known in medical literature, is very rare and tends to spread quickly, including the parts of the body beyond this, according to the Federal National Cancer Institute and the Mayo Clinic. Risk factors include a lot of sun exposure, a weakened immune system, a history of other cancers, and being light-skinned and over 50. Buffett conjured an easy-going, sand-between-the-toes lifestyle in songs such as Cheeseburger in Paradise, Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes, and Margaritaville. He built the latter into a brand that encompassed restaurants, clothing, casinos, and more. In more national news, 5 people have pleaded not guilty to Alabama Riverfront Brawl charges. 5 people charged in an Alabama Riverfront Brawl that drew national attention as white boaters fought with black riverboat crew members have pleaded not guilty to assault and disorderly conduct charges. 4 white boaters who police say were filmed hitting or shoving a black riverboat captain in Montgomery pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor assault charges. A black man who police said was filmed swinging a folding chair and hitting people in the subsequent melee pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor disorderly conduct charges. The Montgomery Municipal Court records show the not guilty pleas were entered last week. Videos of the brawl were widely shared on social media and spawned a multitude of memes, jokes, parodies, reenactments, and even t-shirts. Richard White, a lawyer representing one of the white voters, told WSFA that he wants to make sure his client is treated fairly given the national attention. In business news, Wall Street edges higher following data that shows the labor market is cooling. A choppy day of trading on Wall Street ended Friday with slight gains for stocks as the market notched its second straight winning week. The market got a boost early on from a closely watched government report that showed U.S. job growth increased at a healthy but more moderate pace last month. The report supports investors' hope that the Fed Reserve will hold off on raising interest rates again in its bid to lower inflation. After initially rising as much as 0.8% following the release of the jobs report, the major indexes shed most of their gains and spent the day wavering between small gains and losses. And finally, in entertainment news, Equalizer 3 cleans up while Barbie and Oppenheimer score new records. The third installment in the Denzel Washington-led Equalizer franchise topped the domestic box office this past weekend with $35 million, according to studio estimates on Sunday. By the end of today's holiday, Sony expects that total will rise to $42 million. That made the top five movies over the weekend. Number one, The Equalizer 3 with $35 million. Number two, Barbie with $11 million. Number three, Blue Beetle with $7 million. Number four, Gran Turismo, based on a true story, with $7 million. And number five, Oppenheimer with $6 million. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Want to really feel like a champion? Make sure you're helping someone else to the finish line. It will make getting there yourself that much sweeter. Have an amazing Monday. Emily Sunday is our artist of the week this week. She's given us some amazing music over the years, including this year with her new single, There For You. I love this song. Found out about it on Instagram. Had to head over to our friends at Amazon to get it for myself. And now I get to share it with you guys this week. Here is There For You by Emily Sunday right here on Conversation Daily News.
Is this love or just something that feels pretty close? Are these feelings they shared by us both? Or am I just wasting my time in vain? Sure it hurts, but does that I'm
part of my conversation coming up with actor and author Tommy Davidson in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Comedian, actor, and author Tommy Davidson joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about his extraordinary career and new show, Union. It's a bit of our conversation.
Tommy, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Oh, you got it. All day long, man. I'm right here.
Well, Tommy, this is exciting. First of all, congratulations on the new show, Union. As I mentioned, it is now streaming for our audience to be able to see on a free platform. We're going to let them know about that and have a talented cast with it. But what has it been like for you already, Tommy, to see the early response to it?
It's been really invigorating to have a show come out of my hometown and launched in a brilliant way and composed, I guess that's the music, but put together in a brilliant way. And then having it actually broadcasted throughout the new media, the new mass media, it's kind of like a miracle,
yeah.
You know. So it's showing you the expanse, the expanse and the width of the reach of entertainment, because it's really jet setting, really, because it's basically starting to reach into corners of the media that haven't been exploited before. It's kind of like In Living Color. We went onto a news network and we were broadcasted through a news. National News Network, and that network became a huge, big network because of it.
Such a great thing, and such a great point, too, and I'm glad you made that parallel there. We're going to let our audience know, but of course they can be able to watch Union on the District of Columbia Entertainment, that's DCE. We're going to remind them how they can be able to visit their favorite platform and be able to download the channel there. Tommy, your career is one that people have marveled at, because you not only have had the longevity, but you also have had this opportunity to not only to entertain, but also to inspire. What has that been like for you to know that something that you love so much has also inspired and entertained so many?
I just am grateful for the process that brought me here. You know, I followed a dream. I followed a friend of mine, Howard, that said, you don't have to be an assistant chef at the Ramada Inn. You can go to Hollywood and do anything you want to do. And it started there.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversation Daily News. We'll have on tomorrow's more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, music from my artist of the week, Emily Sunday, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.